Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Already into hour number three on this live Friday, April 15th transmission. Look at some of these headlines here from the Epic Times, Reuters, you name it. Nanotechnology used in COVID vaccines. 2,000 foods goes unlabeled. That just broke last month. Nanotechnology programs at the FDA, they just admit, they said the sky's the limit. Anything you want, put it in the food, the water. U.S. food supply, dirty secret. American food fertilized with human remains and laced with nanoparticles. Nanotechnology fact sheet, FDA.gov. Guidance for industry. There is no guidance. It's all right there. I will wash all my food like crazy. Scientists voice concerns about nanoparticles for the first time being found in children's brains. Their approach to regulation is no regulation. Mike Adams, Health Ranger. We see Harari at the WEF saying they're colonizing us with nanoparticles. This is really the revolution. It's not just this injection. It's not just this graphene oxide. This is a takeover.
Well, absolutely it is, and I'm glad you brought up the fact that there is alkaline hydrolysis, which is the liquefaction of human bodies turned into what I call the flesh goo, goes into the municipal sewage systems, it's turned into biosludge, and it's spread on food farms all across America. It's absolutely true. I did a whole documentary on that years ago. It is... And if you think about everything that people take as
far as... If you think we get sick, interrupt. If you think we get sick from eating cows that ate cows, all the studies, as you know, the type of prions that are in humans, you do not want to be eating humans.
Oh, absolutely. And, they would say that the prions are destroyed through that process, but it's not always the case. And it only takes one to begin the protein folding process that destroys your own brain. But think about this, Alex. You know, we were just talking last segment about how pharmaceuticals are made from reptilian venom, and they're FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. Well, those go through people's bodies. Those go into the sewage system as well. So it's not just birth control pills. You know, it's not just hormone replacement therapy drugs. It's not just dead bodies that are in the sewage. It's also snake venom as part of pharmaceuticals. And so all of that is being spread on food farms. All of it. And this is what's growing your conventional food products in the United States. And almost nobody seems to understand this process. It's astonishing to me. People don't understand that their water in one city actually was the toilet water from another city upstream. And it was just treated. But was everything removed? No. I mean, people out there are still drinking tap water for some reason, which is bizarre. That's incredibly toxic. So, you know, water filters, you got to have them. Absolutely got to have them. And you got to focus on clean food, which is why I tell people grow what you can, you know, not only to survive, but also because you know it's clean.
Well, that's right. The left mocks me when I sell high-quality water filters that totally cut the toxin down. That's like laughing at a scuba diver having a scuba tank on them, or laughing at somebody, taking a vitamin. I mean, it's so crazy how toxic the water is. Only a crazy person would not be filtering it unless you live in a mountain area with a well of clean water. Because even in agricultural areas, there's all the pesticides and herbicides that get into the water. Everybody should be filtering their water. The idea that you shouldn't is just it shows they're out to get us.
And they will, when they attack your supplements business, they'll claim you're selling snake oil, while they, Big Pharma, are selling snake venom. And it turns out snake oil actually has really healthy fatty acids from the snake skin. It's actually a nutritional product, but snake venom is a neurotoxin or a hemotoxin. It kills prey in seconds. So, I mean, would you rather sell nutrition or poison?
Absolutely. Well, it just shows how crazy they are. I want to talk about Elon Musk when we come back. But in 30 seconds, what do you think is going to happen with Biden?
Well, I think Biden absolutely is going to be removed. I think that Hunter Biden will eventually be indicted, and Joe Biden will have to resign, and he will be pardoned by Kamala. And then I think Kamala will be replaced because there will be a scandal that comes out of her history in California. There's my short answer.
I 100% agree with what Mike Adams just said. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with the conclusion of Mike Adams. Then Jason Jones, fresh back from Ukraine, has got key intel straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design and over 100 others that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Elon Musk is a mixed bag, but he is pro-human, he says. He says, have more children, don't depopulate. Watch out for the vaccine. We shouldn't have censorship. And a lot of other good things. And now, Elon Musk has come out and said, we need to stop censorship. It's un-American. It's dangerous. I want to buy Twitter. And within hours of making that announcement, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the DOJ, said he's under criminal investigation. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com is here, really cuts through all the propaganda right to the heart of the matter, respects his opinion. I don't think we can overplay how big this Elon Musk move is. I don't think we can over-exaggerate that this calls out the emperor's new clothes, the elephant in the room, and shows the censorship that's going on, and it shows that other billionaires like Jeff Bezos are involved in the censoring. I think it's a very bold move. What do you really think's behind it? Where do you think it's going? Because obviously, the big move is to be anti-censorship, pro-human. That's what everybody wants. That's what's popular. That's what gives us a pro-human future. When do we see rich people, the richest man in the world, we're told on paper? We know there's old money bigger than him, but this is really a major assault on the New World Order, in my view. And as Tucker Carlson said, Elon Musk is putting it all on the line. Do you concur with that, Mike Adams?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% support what Elon Musk is doing right here. And it appears, I believe he's doing it for the right reasons. And I want to say that if indeed Elon is dedicated to this new revolution of free speech online, I believe he will absolutely succeed. There's nothing that Twitter can do to stop him. They can slow him down. They have adopted the poison pill measure in order to try to dilute the power of shares that Elon might acquire. But that's not going to stop Elon if he's dedicated to this. And once he acquires Twitter, here's my suggestion. He should open the doors and let all of the left-wing censors walk out. And then he should call for volunteer pro-America moderators who can work for free, and they will be happy to protect free speech for free, serving as volunteer moderators. Twitter could save a fortune on the human resource costs. Twitter would become instantly more profitable, and then Elon Musk's shares would skyrocket in value. And then he should, each day of the week, he should bring back someone else. On Monday, bring you back. Tuesday, bring back Trump. Just each day, have a new person that is brought back to life on Twitter, and it'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, they're talking about the stock going up 10 times if he brought Trump or Alex Jones back. I mean, obviously, this is the thing to do.
Well, absolutely. And, I would never go back to Twitter under its current ownership. But if Elon Musk were running Twitter, I would absolutely return to the platform and use it responsibly to share the truth about what's happening in the world. I would use it. And I think that's shared by you and many other people. I know Trump maybe is a little bit skeptical about going back to it because he has his own platform, but I bet that would change. I bet if Elon Musk said, hey, Trump, come on back. You're welcome here. Your voice is important for America. I think Trump would use it.
Let me ask you that question. CNN spent over $300 million, $300 cash, about $100 million in infrastructure, $400 million plus, to launch a service that gets 10,000 viewers a day. And they say over the week it's even less in the aggregate. Isn't that a bellwether of how dinosaur corporate media isn't dying, it's dead? And how do they think they're going to respond? Because they can censor us, they can take our bank accounts, but nobody's going back. Nobody's going back to this abusive relationship. People are flown the coop here.
That's right, and they have to keep subsidizing channels like CNN in order to just keep them online. Organically, nobody wants to watch CNN. People are tired of being lied to, and so there is a desperate demand for truth tellers, and that's why Twitter actually has tremendous long-term value potential once it is run by someone like Elon Musk, who is dedicated to the idea of allowing both sides to participate in every debate. And that must include Ukraine, vaccines, you know, Federal Reserve policies, politics, you name it, elections. You need to be able to hear from both sides. And as he says, that's essential to the survival of our very democracy.
And I agree, right. But how transparent is SEC and Justice Department criminal investigations in hours after he stands up? I mean, that is ridiculously obvious, Mike.
Well, I think you know more than anyone how the federal government has been weaponized against truth tellers and patriots. So, yes, I mean, the FBI ran the Governor Whitmer kidnapping. That's essentially been proven in court. The DOJ is weaponized against conservatives. The SEC is weaponized against Elon Musk. And he's known that for a long time. He's lashed out about that. So, yeah, we have to overcome that. But the good news is we can. We have the resources. We have the ingenuity. And, Alex, I'll say this. You know, you are a much greater person today because you've had to adapt to the attacks. You are more resilient. You are more resourceful. You know how to run a business on essentially a shoestring budget, even though I know it's tens of millions a year, but it's a shoestring compared to what CNN is spending. And once this is unleashed, this power of American entrepreneurship and the resilience, we are unstoppable.
I totally agree with you. In closing, I had a lot of questions in the last 4 minutes, but what else is on your radar? What else are you concerned about? What else are you looking at over at National News?
Well, all kinds of topics, but right now we're very concerned about the escalation of Ukraine and Russia, you know, the sinking of that flagship, and then Russia's response to that, the bombing last night of Kiev, which is highly unusual. We have a correspondent in Kiev that confirmed that, so it's not just propaganda. It's like, yeah, big explosion, not far away. So I think the escalation is very, very dangerous. Joe Biden needs to be removed, not just him, but his handlers need to be removed from this equation. We're going to end up in a very devastating world war, possibly with a thermonuclear exchange. And finally, it is absolutely true, based on my sources, that there are numerous former U.S. military personnel, French military, U.K. military, who are about to be captured in southeastern Ukraine. And they're going to be prisoners of war. Now, they may not officially be working for the Pentagon, but they're recent Pentagon employees.
So the Russians have cut that pocket off.
Absolutely. They're completely surrounded. They have no resources. There have been multiple attempts to rescue them. Those have failed. So the question is, what's Russia going to do with these Western former military leaders when they are prisoners of war? And I don't have the answer to that, but that's coming.
If the Russians are smart, they shouldn't parade them. They should just release them and say, you should stop doing this. Because if they parade them, that's going to piss Americans off. I think Putin should just release them and say, Americans, you shouldn't come here and attack us. And I think that would be the most Christ-like thing to do. And I think it would counter the propaganda.
The wise actors in this scenario will work towards de-escalation. And I think Putin, although he's made a lot of mistakes, and I don't agree with the things that he's done, obviously, but he has withheld some things, many things, that he could use in an escalation, and it seems like the Western nations are absolutely pushing for escalation. So we're in a bind, but also the people of Ukraine are caught in the middle of this. The people of Ukraine that don't support either side, they just want to be left alone just to, you know, buy food and raise their families and run their businesses, and sadly, they are being slaughtered in this process.
No, I totally agree. So how does Putin get a face-saving way to get out of there now? That's really the question. We'll be covering all that. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you so much, my friend. And please come back more often. I try to get you on all the time. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Alex. Always happy to join you.
Thank you. All right, folks. I sleep good at night knowing Mike's out there. He has his own daily show. He's right here in Central Texas. We really appreciate it. We got Jason Jones, who runs major humanitarian groups, filmmaker, author. He's going to be in studio, lives here in Texas, fled Hawaii, now a police state. He just went to Ukraine. He's going to be with us next segment. Hey, this shirt. All the other shirts and apparel are limited edition. They're selling out. Once they're gone, they're gone. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank viewers and listeners that are supporting us and going to get them, because my big blind spot's ordering too many shirts and having too many, and they're just sitting there. But a lot of shirts are bestsellers. This will be a bestseller. Alex Jones was right. Big red thunderbolt on the back. InfoWars.com. We are selling it for $24.95, so we make like $19. I guess the shirt's a little bit more expensive. They were correcting me, like $17. It's a nice fabric, nice shirt. It costs like $8 or something. The point is, we need funds. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Alex Jones was right shirt. Limited edition to keep us on air. Limited edition. I want to thank you all for your support. Alex Jones was right for men and women. InfoWarsStore.com. It is the Alex Jones was right fundraiser shirt. We need funding now, and BrainForce Ultra is back in stock, 40% off.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack.
I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jason Jones is a father of seven, a grandfather of two. Moved from Hawaii to Texas recently. He's here with us for tomorrow's news today. He's an author, filmmaker, award-winning filmmaker. He just got back from Ukraine.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
And so he's here with us now. Jason, glad you got back safe. Wow, you sent me a lot of crazy photos and videos. Maybe we'll play some of those later. But tell folks what you witnessed in Ukraine.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking, Alex. The reason I went is, as you know, my organization is still every day rescuing people from Afghanistan.
And you're an Army veteran yourself, so you can speak to it.
I am an Army veteran. We've been rescuing people from Afghanistan since August. We're still doing that every day. We've gotten a lot of news coverage. You've covered it, and we've gotten a lot of coverage. So when Russia invaded Ukraine, we got inundated with requests from Ukraine or from families in the United States to rescue their loved ones from Ukraine, including an NHL hockey player. But then we got requests, an odd request from a Catholic religious order. It's not an odd, but an unexpected, uncanny request. A side effect, a consequence of putting the women and the children on the trains and sending them west alone, gave an opportunity to human sex traffickers.
Oh, yeah.
There were gangs of Chechen and Albanian sex trafficking gangs.
That's coming out.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
This is true.
So you were in the middle of that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we were in the middle of that. So what happened was a religious order, a convent of Catholic nuns, had asked us if we could help facilitate shelters so that these young women, who they were being told they were going to be taken to Poland or Germany or the United States, but in fact they were being trafficked. So we've now set up a system. We have 1,800 beds. We're already at capacity. We're looking to do more in the next week or two. And so obviously it's more than just beds, but what we're doing is working with human rights activists, Ukrainian leadership, mayors of cities. We've set up these facilities so these young women, many of them were orphans between the ages of 13 and 16, that were let out of the orphanages and just because out of sheer panic and sent away from the Russian troops, but they were sent to the West alone where Chechen gangs were waiting.
And that's the classic Islamic thing. And I know you say Muslims, well, that's good, but it's like classic thing, Albanian sex trafficking, others. They even have PBS documentaries where young 10, 12-year-old girls get online and say, hey, get on a plane, come here. They get on a plane, they disappear forever.
Yeah, and this is happening in Ukraine. And you said that the first casualty of war in the run-up to this segment is truth and, you know, innocence. And it's really uncanny because I've been writing, I wrote an article today on the poison gaslighting, Joe Biden's poisonous gaslighting. He's actually killing Ukrainians with gaslighting. They're making all these promises and commitments of help, but because they just want a quagmire. They will give the Ukrainians enough support for this war to go on for two decades.
That's what they want. They want a new Vietnam.
The Brookings Institute said it publicly. John Smerek over at the stream detailed the Brookings Institute. Published, and they said the quiet part out loud. They put the quiet part in print, that with glee that maybe this can last a decade. They want a war in Ukraine for a decade. So it's not only that they don't want any information that's quote-unquote pro-Putin, any information that would create
detente,
any information that would lead to a negotiated peace agreement, that's going to be forbidden. And then they're going to paint that as you're a Putin troll, when really what we want is we want peace in Ukraine.
So what did you witness over there?
You know, the hardest part, Alex, is we didn't go to where any of the violence was happening, but the hardest part was just to see the mothers and the children who had fled, leaving their husbands behind. And just to see the look in their eyes. And these are, you know, I've witnessed this in Afghanistan. I've witnessed this in Iraq. I was there in Iraq during ISIS. I witnessed this in Sudan. But there's something when you know that these are upper middle class people. Some of the people we rescue, they follow me on Instagram, and I'm like, they live in bigger houses than me. They're surgeons or engineers. And here now, their daughter, the one woman that we had rescued, had traveled with her one-year-old for 3 days to make it to the border of Poland. And then we were able to put her, by God's grace, one of our evangelical pastors in Berlin, Germany, or in Germany, was helping us with some of our Afghan refugees that we had resettled, was then able to resettle Ukrainians for us as well. But Alex, it is really heartbreaking. And I think the one thing that we all need to advocate for is peace in Ukraine as soon as possible. Peace for Ukrainians. Ukraine does not exist to advance the interests of the West.
Exactly. We're against what Putin did, but it doesn't mean we agree with Soros and them making it a quagmire for a proxy war. How do we give Putin a way out? How do we de-escalate this?
You know, I think we need to be... We need to push back on the gaslighting from the American establishment that is going to offer them no real help. I mean, they say it. Zelensky came out and said, I was told that you will never be a part of NATO, but we want to put it on the table so Putin thinks you're going to be a part of NATO. In other words, we want you to be a punching bag for a decade. We want to bleed Russia and Ukraine for a decade to serve our perceived national interests.
And honestly, if we know that, Putin knows that. So why the hell did he go in there?
You know, for the life of me, I don't understand it. It's a catastrophic mistake. I think the only mistake that we could look at in the past 100 years that's similar to this is Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that has pushed 40 million Afghans into hunger, many millions into starvation, and empowered the Taliban, the Haqqani network.
And you've been there and your group is there. What's happening in Afghanistan?
Yeah, Alex, thank you for bringing that up, because Afghanistan, more people will die in the next 12 months in Afghanistan, in the last 12 months in Afghanistan, than will die in Ukraine because of the hunger, the famine, the total collapse of civilization. The mainstream media that tells us they care so much about Ukraine, they just skipped away from Afghanistan as if nothing is going on there.
What do you make of the WHO head, Tedros, saying it's basically racist? We only care about Ukraine because they're white. I think he misses it because there's nuclear weapons and it's Russia and it's Europe. But still, we do ignore all the major conflicts happening.
Yeah, we skip away from disasters. I tell my Ukrainian friends that are really hopeful that the United States is going to step up and defend them. I'm like, why don't you call our references? Check our references. Call South Vietnam. Call South Vietnam. Or maybe you can give Iraq a call. Call the Kurds. Call the Christians in Syria and Iraq. Call the Yazidis. Call the Uyghur. Call Afghanistan. Check our references and see if we're going to be trustworthy, if you can count us to be your authentic partner, or if you're just a means to an end for us.
And you'll be left out to hang.
Left out to hang. And the mainstream media, the way we skipped away, Alex, the way we skipped away from Afghanistan, every single day, all day, my staff has to deal with desperate pleas for help. Young women, Christian women, women that work for human rights organizations, men that were translators or worked with American troops, have been hiding in attics, hiding in farms and barns, starving to death, freezing to death since August. But the mainstream media refuses to cover this because it doesn't serve their agenda. You know, I look at Poland should win the Nobel Prize. That's the one thing I saw, Alex. The Polish people, the hospitality and kindness that they are providing to the people of Ukraine as they come across the border is unlike anything I have ever seen, and to witness it up close and personal, I say too bad that Afghanistan isn't bordering Poland, because we would have a much easier job of resettling these Christians and others that we're rescuing in Afghanistan. Poland is doing such an incredible job caring for these people. Germany and Spain and Portugal are accepting Ukrainians. Why is it, Alex, that we are now resettling Ukrainians in the United States in 72 hours, but there are American citizens, minor children and spouses of American citizens that have been abandoned in Afghanistan, and the media has moved on, the State Department has moved on.
Jason Jones, that's a good question. Let's answer that when we come back. Stay with us with Jason Jones.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us, if a shirt costs $5,
$5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually to produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire. Everybody knows hell I'm bad news.
Jason Jones is here with us on the Alex Jones Show. He's a filmmaker, big author, and a humanitarian. Does a lot of aid work around the world. And he was just in that whole conflict unfolding and just got back here in the U.S. from Ukraine, and I was saying, what's the bottom line? And you said, well, the reason I came here today, I'm about to tell them. So the reason you're here today, Jason Jones.
Yeah, so you always offer me a platform. You said, come on whenever you want. And when I was in Ukraine, we were texting back and forth. I said, you know, Alex, I'd like to come in on Good Friday. And the reason I want to come on Good Friday.
That's right. It's good for God. It's Good Friday.
It's Good Friday. And the reason I wanted to come on Good Friday was really driven home to me even more this week. You know, we met and became friends when I was first stumbled across a movie set that was purporting to be a COVID testing site in February of 2020. And then again, when I was arrested leading a protest in Hawaii in the first week of the first shutdown. But then you let me come on here. You didn't know at the time, you know, as a filmmaker, you didn't know that I worked for the Uyghur and ran a human rights organization advancing the interests of
But I was aware of a few of your films that have been big hits.
You knew my movies, yeah. And then most people know my movies, which really my movies came after my activism. My movies are really a part of my activism. My wife says, let people think you're a movie producer. They're impressed by that. No one's impressed by you parachuting into Syria, but they love your movies. But you always gave me a platform to stand with the vulnerable. And the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Christian faith, really disturbed the world in two fundamental ways. And the first thing was the incarnation of the second person of the Trinity taught us the inviolable dignity of every human person. The king is not God. He's not a demigod. In fact, he's actually more than that. He is a creature made in the image and likeness of God that has an inviolable dignity. That's what Caesar is. But that's what the homeless person is. That's what the
exactly.
Is. That's what all powerful. Of us are. And Alex, the other thing the gospel did, it taught us our equal dignity, which shatters traditional societies. When the gospel moves in, it turns the whole world upside down. As Paul said of Jason the Greek, you've turned the world upside down, you'll turn the world upside down. But the second thing really comes together with Good Friday, which is we have learned through the passion of the Christ to not deny truth and to never abandon the vulnerable, because we see Christ himself was abandoned by those who adored him, who loved him, and who knew him, like Peter denied Christ in the crowd. And the reason I wanted to come on today, Alex, was just to thank you for allowing me to talk to millions of people about the Uyghur, to allow me to stand up for my state. I can tell you, people from Hawaii email me every week.
I love it.
Alex, talk to you. Can you tell Alex to tell us this is still happening? Alex is our only voice.
We should go to Hawaii and expose it. Such a beautiful place.
I'll be there the whole month of June. My daughter's getting married.
Fine, I'm going to come there.
But Alex, you've never abandoned the vulnerable. Now, when I see my dear friend Ali Alexander on your show, and I know very well that your lawyers and others just say, hey, listen, just silo yourself, take care of yourself. But there you were last week when I was in Europe. I see my friend Ali being ripped apart by conservatives, being what he said, being misrepresented, you know, and there is a line of gesture in your show and in who you are, Alex, and that is the same guy that wouldn't abandon Ali Alexander is the same guy that will stand with the Uyghur. That cries when I tell him about what's happening to the Muslim Afghans.
Well, that was mainline conservatives not getting it. When they order you to appear for a grand jury, they arrest you if you don't. The left said, oh, he's cooperating. He's going to expose Trump. He didn't do that. He's been ordered to testify. He is. And they spun that like he's a traitor. No, I'm being ordered to, too. They'll arrest me, and then I'll tell the truth.
And then they're saying he's expanding the investigation. For you to believe Ali Alexander is expanding the investigation, you have to believe there was an insurrection. That there was no insurrection. Ali Alexander is not expanding an investigation, but yet you had him on your show. You brought him in at that moment of his greatest vulnerability. And I wanted to come on last week just from Poland. When I saw this whole story, before I saw all of this break, just I wanted to thank you.
No, I want to thank you, brother. So how do we, just big picture, how do we help the people of Ukraine? How do we help the people? What do we do? I mean, because obviously Biden isn't listening. What do we do?
Well, we need to work for negotiated peace. There needs to be peace. And we have
a ceasefire and a peace deal.
The deep state, the Klaus Schwabs, the Brookings Institute, as they throw gasoline on the fire, as they bang the war drums, as they make every promise in the world to
800 million in weapons a week.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, 1,000 Ukrainian Marines had to surrender because they were out of ammunition. So do you believe that? Do you believe that? Look at Afghanistan. On July 6th of last year, Joe Biden looked America in the eyes and told one of the biggest lies in the history of American politics. He said, Afghanistan will not fall. When he said that, 85% of the districts in Afghanistan had already fallen.
It's like Biden is trying because he's perfectly hurting himself. It's like he's got to get a win sometimes. Why is he just because as much as I hate Democrats, I don't want to see him ruin the country. Like their failure is our failure. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, and who's suffering? I mean, the people are suffering every single day in Afghanistan. They're
starving to death.
40 million people in Afghanistan. You know, when I was on your show, and I think there's video, I hope I shared it with your staff, of food delivery that we did to thousands of people because I was on your show.
I've seen this, amazing.
And I hope they're showing it now. These are families that were being fed because I was on your show. Thousands. We fed about 350,000 Afghans through the winter. There are 40 million.
And whether they're Christian or Muslim, you help them. That's Christ's love.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's how I share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes Christians will say, are you sharing the gospel with them? Yeah, by treating them as God would want me to treat them and loving them. And, of course, they will follow.
Well, you know, Jesus will give them food.
100%, yeah. And he will stand with them. But see, Alex, but that's the line of gesture. We got to stand by Nick Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse. We got to stand by the J6 defendants and Ali Alexander. We got to stand with you. We got to stand with Elon Musk. This guy just hit the nail on the head. He said, number one, we have to have more babies. That's what the deep state, their number
he's
one.
He's going against them, isn't he?
Population control.
He's going directly against them.
He said, we're going to let you tell the truth.
Because if we don't, it'll collapse on them.
Go have babies. But this is not new for Elon Musk. He said his interest in space was this idea that sooner or later, if we all have big, beautiful families, we're going to need a place to go. Let's colonize the universe.
I agree.
And he said,
that's really our big mission. We're going to look back, our ancestors will, and thank us, but they're going to be everywhere. We're going to do incredible things.
We're
going to ask, why do they try to stop us doing this?
We're made in the image of God. C.S. Lewis said, if we could see each other as who we were, we would fall in awe or in horror of what we can make of ourselves. So transhumanism is real. When they tell you that they're going to live to be 200 years, don't think that they can't. Well, we won't be able to.
Absolutely, it's all
we're
real.
Made in the image of God.
We have godlike power.
We're made in His image. I remember as a child talking about cloning. Oh, that'll never happen. It happened. We talked about, can you imagine if we had a phone like they had in Star Trek? It happened. I heard a comedian once say that, if they invented a flying hoverboard like they have in Back to the Future, there'd be a line outside the Apple store for a week, and then we would just accept it as normal. But we do amazing things, but then the next day...
We're made in the image of God, there's no doubt.
That's it. And so we need to order ourselves...
Which means God made, God had children, and that's really what we are.
We're His children. Jesus Christ...
But we've got to be tested before we get all this power.
He became, that's right. We have such a beautiful dignity. And that's the reason why my favorite audience in the world is the Alex Jones audience, because it is the most, they talk about diversity. This is the most diverse audience on the planet Earth, on the externals. But the internals, goodness, a hatred of cruelty, a love of truth and justice, this is what this audience is. So to be here on...
Exactly. We're racially diverse, but homogeneously we love God.
Culturally, people come up to me, when I'm on your show, they thank me for being on your show. They tell me they love you. I've had Catholic cardinals, and I've had people that are New Age. I've had my friends that go to BLM protests, and friends of mine that are like state chairman of the Constitution Party, and they all say, Alex Jones is my guy. This is the guy that tells the truth. And this show is really the nexus of Alex Jones. I just saw Tucker Carlson say Alex Jones was right. And I know
Tucker's doing a great job.
He is. He's something else. But see, that's what courage does. It inspires other people, but it comes at a great risk. And so we need to stand with you. We need to stand with Elon Musk. We need to stand with the Uyghur in Chinese concentration camps, the people in Shanghai who are having their faces stomped in. All of our destiny is knit together because, as you said first, this is going to be a prison planet. They're not going to wall off East Turkestan and say that's where the prison is. No, it's going to be a prison planet. We're all going to be in that prison, or we're all going to be free. And so we should be in solidarity with those who are suffering, A, because they're made in the image and likeness of God, but B, if we let them stay slaves, our grandchildren will be slaves.
That's right. Jason Jones, stay with us.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jason Jones, filmmaker, author, human rights activist, joins us from trips to Afghanistan, Ukraine, you name it. I was saying, what's most important in this final segment for Jade Arctic, however you said? Well, really, the mission of what you're doing, but also we'll talk about J6 and the attempts to outlaw political opposition in this country. Please continue.
Yeah, I think J6 is the mission of my organization is to stand with the most vulnerable people in the world when it's most difficult. And I had a real test last year because a friend, Ali Alexander, for example, I didn't know Ali. I knew he was a very influential guy. A buddy of mine introduced us, and I thought his platform would be a great place for me to bring the message of 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps. Called Ali, and he said, yeah, you can come speak at my event. It's not really what we're about. And then when this all went down, and I knew other people went down, I thought, should I call them? Should I email them? Should I reach out to them? I was afraid. You know, like Peter was afraid. Again, going back to the passion, there's Christ. The woman is like, you're one of them. I'm not one of them. I don't even know this guy. I'm out of here. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to call Ali every week. Ali said, you were so annoying that you were reaching out to me so much. But these J6 defendants, if we cannot stand with them, we shouldn't stand with anyone.
Well, we're next. I mean, they're branding Americans as terrorists for protesting, peaceful ones. And they admit it's for all of us next.
Yeah, how is this that mothers at school board meetings are terrorists? Then a guy wearing a gas mask lets out smoke and starts shooting people, and we are comforted that this was not terrorism, and he is not a terrorist. But a gentleman that went into the Capitol and walked in a circle and respected the velvet rope, we are told is a terrorist. And Congress is, everyone is investigating him. What we need to do is leave no one behind. We need to order our lives to stand with the vulnerable. My organization, our website is thegreatcampaign.org. And if you want to help us continue to support those Christians and vulnerable people in Afghanistan and the families and the women that are facing trafficking in Ukraine, because the Putin and the deep state have conspired together to use Ukraine, like Hitler and Stalin.
Split up Poland.
Poland is perfect nothing example. But this Poland exists for our ambition. And the deep state and Putin see Ukraine for their ambition. No.
And that's exactly right, because the State Department and Biden said, go ahead and invade. We won't do anything. Remember?
Oh, and they said, we're going to make them part of NATO. They never had any intention of Ukraine of being a part.
They did everything to get Putin to invade.
They did. You cannot deny it. And that takes courage to say, because you say that and bing, bang, boom, you're a Putin troll. They don't care that I'm, you know, right now raising and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to cure Ukrainians. If I say the truth, that Biden's gaslighting is as poisonous.
You're trying to turn off what's happening. Yeah. You're helping people, but you're trying to stop it.
Yes.
That's the best way to help the people.
Yeah.
And gut level, Jason Jones, you're a smart guy and a veteran in all the world. How do you see this Russia thing ending? I think the Ukraine thing just keeps escalating.
You know, the ball is in our court. Isn't that sad? Like, the plight of the people in Ukraine.
Oh, that's even the news. The U.S. military is running operations there.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if that's the case. I think they may be feigning they're running the operation. I think they're going to give Ukraine as much support as they need to keep the war going forever. Do you remember what Kissinger said about the Iran-Iraq war? He said, it's too bad they both can't lose.
Yeah.
Those are human beings. Those are villages and families and schools.
But they had to hurt both groups.
Yeah, too bad both can't. Wait, what?
And Iran and Iraq would have fixed things if they just came together.
Could you imagine? What did we get out of that war? We didn't get anything good for us. What are we going to, we as the American people, going to get out of a 10-year war in Ukraine and Iraq?
Nothing.
But Russia? No. So we as the American people need to put a break on this and say, encourage a negotiated peace to end this war. Putin needs to leave, and Klaus Schwab and his gang need to get out and stay out. And we want a free Ukraine, an independent Ukraine, a peaceful Ukraine, not a Ukraine, again, is nothing but an instrument to the ambition of powerful elites.
A vassal war ground.
War in the East.
For divide and conquer proxy war. Talking about Klaus Schwab, he wanted to launch their world government collapse and get away with it and not get the blame. He's getting the blame everywhere. I see that really messing up their operation.
Things are falling apart. Look, evil is a deprivation. It's the absence of existence. It's the absence of being. Ideologies of evil will collapse on our own. So what do? Tell the truth. The human person has inviolable dignity, beauty, and worth. We want kindness. We want justice. We want every family in the world to be as safe as ours. Well, the first thing I did when I got home into my little neighborhood in the hill country of Texas, it was startling just how peaceful and safe it was. And I thought, you know, where was I just 72 hours ago looking at the women with this sorrowful, I can't even explain the look, the sorrow, the death.
It makes you know how thin the veil of civilization is. Now we take it for granted.
Yes. Yes. And again, every day still in Afghanistan, I get messages, people begging for help, crying, getting messages that people that we were sheltering, had tired of being sheltered, wandered out, tried to go back to their village, were captured and killed. But of course, the media is not covering this. So we need to continue to be the voice for human dignity, to be the voice for the vulnerable, to stand with the vulnerable no matter what the cost. And look, Alex Jones, look at who's rising up. People like Tucker Carlson. This is a different guy than the guy we first met with the bow tie and the neoconservative talking points when he was a younger man. Look at Elon Musk, the daring and the courage. And so we all just need to step up. Sometimes we're tired. I think of you, Alex, fighting this for decades. Sometimes I think you must just want to go to Costa Rica and take a vacation, take a break. But we're past that point right now. Everything we do every day is for our posterity, and it's for those that don't have the – isn't it? It is very sorrowful to me that as an American, I have more to do with the security and safety of Christians in Syria and Iraq than they have to provide for their own security and safety, because our State Department goes traipsing around the world creating chaos and havoc and war, promising the world to
have. And that's all done because these globalists never are held accountable. So they just sit back and play God while we all kill each other. How do we get such a satanic ruling elite in the West?
How do they live with themselves? I sit there and measure, how many people did we help? How could we have helped more? how come I failed to get this person out of the country before they were captured? And it addles me, and I have trouble sleeping. If I was a Secretary of State, how does this man go to bed?
That's it. They don't have conscience.
It's very pathetic. It's very sorrowful. God forbid they do have a conscience. God forbid the Brookings Institute bragging about we're going to lure Russia into a 10-year war. But now we know what happens in wars. They're sending young women, young orphans, let out of orphanages, put on trains, sent west, where Chechen gangs are waiting for them. They're picked up in their traffic. You want 10 years of that? You want 10 years of that? We have children that are wandering out west. They were orphans, and they have Asperger's or Down syndrome. And we're finding them, we're bringing them to our shelters. This is something I didn't think about. What happens with kids with autism that are in government facilities when that city is shattered and people are just shoved on trains and they're milling around Lviv?
A child. And then Klaus Schwab's bragging, we're going to collapse society. This is it, folks.
What happens to the 14-year-old orphan girl, the child with Down syndrome that was in a government facility or with Asperger's?
They get thrown to the side.
Autism. They're wandering, confused, lost. I remember once doing a homeless mission in L.A., and there was a young woman who was from Darfur, not maybe in her 30s. This was right after the genocide where I had been working. And I thought, how do I run into a woman from Darfur? She wandered around L.A. just shattered. A woman from Sudan, war shattered her. War is nothing noble. War is nothing beautiful. War is sorrowful and war is tragic. At least if you were a soldier, I'm a soldier. My son fought in Iraq and Syria. My dad was a soldier. My brother fought in Iraq. We're a family of soldiers. You know, there is a nobility to stand and defend your country and defend the vulnerable. There is no nobility to cheer on a war that you will never fight in, that you have no skin in the game in, and people are dying.
But that's the good news is 94% of Americans in the big national poll know Biden's behind the inflation and not Russia, and upwards of 80% in a bunch of polls are against this war. So Americans are rejecting this.
Yeah, and then the messing it up with the... Everyone knows Twitter lies now. Facebook lies now. Do you know on Facebook, I cannot boost an article from The Economist on the Uyghur. If the word Uyghur is in it, I cannot pay to boost it on Facebook.
Imagine being Facebook and defending China in death camps. Like what?
When I was arrested, we would go to NBA games with these big banners that said Free the Uyghur with the Prime Minister in exile. And one of the security guards said, you can have any sign you want, but just you can't bring signs that say have Hong Kong or Uyghur on it. So the NBA is protecting China. You know, Walt Disney is slamming Florida, but they made a movie, Mulan, in Xinjiang, East Turkestan, that made the Uyghur the villains and the Han Chinese the heroes slaughtering the Uyghur. They shot the movie in Xinjiang in eyesight of concentration camps, and Disney partnered with that made this movie.
Disney's incredibly evil. All right, Jason Jones, how do folks find your great work?
Well, my website is thegreatcampaign.org. That's our work to stand with the vulnerable and advance the interests of the vulnerable. Movietomovement.com, all of my movies, and Jason Jones Show on Getter.
All right, come back sooner and be safe. You plan to leave again?
Yeah, I have to go back to Poland and Ukraine in about 10 days.
All right, can you come on via Skype from there?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
You pick the time, you tell the producer, Scott or Dario, let's get you on, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Really appreciate you. Love you.
God bless you. Love you.
Great job, your courage. All right, coming up, Jay Dyer straight ahead. I got a few final things I'm going to hit. Then Jay Dyer takes over. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, unfiltered and real.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.